Killer flu virus mistakenly sent worldwide. A lethal influenza virus that has the potential to trigger a global pandemic has been accidentally sent to thousands of laboratories around the world. The World Health Organization has urged the labs to immediately destroy samples of a flu strain that killed almost 4 million people in the 1957-58 Asian influenza pandemic. The mistake occurred when the College of American Pathologists included the deadly H2N2 virus in testing kits that laboratories use to determine their ability to identify various viruses. The samples were sent to 3,747 laboratories in 18 countries. The WHO has asked that any case of respiratory disease among laboratory workers be investigated and notified to national authorities. WHO concerns about a pandemic are real because the strain of flu is highly contagious, especially among those under 36 who have no immunity to it. It has not been included in flu inoculations since 1968, which is when the H2N2 virus vanished. The WHO said it is taking steps to ensure the rapid destruction of this material. Its website says the danger of a pandemic is low. The likelihood of laboratory-acquired influenza infection is considered low when proper biosafety precautions are followed. The risk for the general population is also considered low. However, the WHO delayed posting the error on its website until after the affected laboratories were informed to avoid the threat of bioterrorism.